Hey there, coffee lovers. Do you want to make your morning cup of Joe something special? Let's talk about Joe Bean Coffee, a gem right here in Rochester. I'm Chris Lindstrom, host of the Food About Town podcast and co-founder of Lunchador. I've been a longtime fan of Joe Bean. Kathy, Dina, and the whole team are passionate about their coffee and this city, and it comes through in every cup of Joe Bean Coffee that I brew at home. Joe Bean has been a part of Rochester for years, over a decade, building lasting community and a sense of belonging for everyone who loves coffee. Next time you need beans, head over to Joe Bean's Roastery at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester or shop online at joebeanroasters.com. Even better, subscribe to Joe Bean's Perpetual Joy and you'll receive freshly roasted beans on your schedule and never be without your favorite coffee. Joe Bean is more than just coffee. It's a community, a commitment, and a cup full of care.
Welcome to Dialed In. I'm Wade Reed, and what follows is a very special mini episode. It is a portion of a recording that was done actually in January of 2025, and it is the seed of the conversation that we later had with our producer Chris Lindstrom when he got back from Calgary. It was a conversation that was happening a lot in the background. Obviously, this episode didn't even air, and it came to the foreground, and I think it will provide some fun context on that conversation. If you haven't listened to the Calgary episode, episodes, if I'm not mistaken, definitely go back and listen to those because that was quite the experience for everyone involved and a good opportunity for just a little critical thinking about our coffee community here in Rochester. So enjoy this one. Go back, listen to those. As always, send us all your thoughts.
I'm having a lot of thoughts about the Rochester coffee scene. Mm-hmm. We name drop a ton, you know. We just talked to Mercury. They were awesome. Just a month ago. Like, how long has it been? It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, that was
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a blast. I went and saw them out. I got to try the coffee out at the relaunch of Scott's Photo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was great, and it was great to actually try what they were, you know, try the coffee they were making, try, you know, some of the flavors. They've already started down the process of making their own syrups and
That's
stuff
awesome.
Too.
Yeah.
They're just so enthusiastic, and I love to see that. But that's, I think, kind of what we've been talking about is the coffee scene is changing so fast in Rochester in a way that I don't think it has changed as fast since the original wave of specialty shops.
Yeah, so this is an interesting point. You see exactly where I want to go. And I texted a little bit with Kyle this week about, or last week, about the coffees that I gave them. And so they seem to be...
You did give them coffees.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I brought some of that Uganda that you dropped with us.
By the way, that was awesome. I drank through all of that,
fantastic.
And it got better and better and better. I'm so excited to have it at the shop.
There's so much more where that came from. I'm excited. I'm excited about it, and I think, yeah.
Go get some natural Ugandan coffee from AMFM Coffee. It's really, really tremendous stuff.
Sweet. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. But we've got an event coming up. Well, I say coming up. By the time this comes out, it will have already happened, I'm sure. But this Sunday, there's a throwdown at Happy Gut Sanctuary for celebrating the Lunar New Year. And so I'm just thinking about the community a lot and want to get into it a little bit. Let me ask both of you, honestly. Mm-hmm. How many local shops do you go to? Now, how many have you been to? How many? You don't have to name them. How many do you go to? Regularly, semi-regularly.
Now let's define regularity.
Semi-regularity.
I can say three with a potential fourth coming up.
Not including Starbucks, right?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Wait, then it's seven? No.
it's so, for me, it's really one dabbled with lots of others. Well, I guess, no, it's two. It's okay. Two and then a dabbling of others.
Sure.
To keep on what's going on, to try different things, and just visit. So it's really two regularly. I'd say regularly, and everything else I kind of splash around.
So in a city where...
How many do we have total?
We probably like a couple dozen.
Yeah.
Two to three dozen.
Well, that's shops. And then we have a wild amount of roasters, more than we used to as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going down the list, like just off the top of my head. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Joe Bean, New City, Inkwater. I don't know what that is. There's the new,
It's Euro Cafe over on University. Yeah, it's their roasting arm. Yeah.
Legendary Beans is roasting. There's the new,
Montgomery Court or Montgomery the, that's Court. Language of Coffee is the
language of
arm.
Coffee. Yeah, that's, yeah. And then there's the one out in Sodus.
Yep.
That's, Imprint.
Yep.
Imprint. And then there's Bold and Gritty, who's roasting through.
I don't think they're active at the moment.
Yeah. So Coffee Connection's still roasting. Java's still roasting. Yep.
Fuego, obviously.
Yep. Don't want to forget about them.
Yet. Yep.
And there's definitely more than that. Oh, Union Place.
Yep.
I'm looking at Finger Lakes, obviously.
Yeah, so we have a ton of roasters. We have a ton of shops.
Yeah.
And here at this table, we came up, like, assuming there's no overlap, we maybe frequent, like, six.
Yeah.
And I would say there's probably overlap here.
I guess.
Would be shocked if there wasn't. So it's like I have my regular spots, and it's part of routine, for one. Your routine, because I know the people, I know what Absolutely, to expect. Yep. I have a consistency that I'm looking for.
Is that generally like what has driven that choice?
It drives every choice.
Consistency that I make. Convenience?
Well, it's convenience is actually not always
sure
what it is for me. For me, it has to hit a certain level of quality, or I, at some point, I'm happy to go visit. I'm happy to try. And yeah, I'll even spend some time. I'll even purposefully spend some time, but it's not going to be my, like, being a regular there. Like, I don't work from home where I can go bounce between different shops all the time. I'm sure, going to a shop
to go to
when
that
you
shop.
Have
Saturday,
the time. Yeah, yeah.
Saturday, maybe, like, one day a week. Like, I'm not going 5 days a week. I'm going one. So if I'm going one,
you're
going
to be a little bit more selective
to the
too.
One. Yeah, right. You might go to the one, and you've been home brewing for a while. You've been making your coffee at home in a super intentional manner that fits all of your tastes for a while now. Yeah. So like that's pretty different, right?
Yeah,
like,
and realistically, I'm like, one of my regular spots is a place where I don't get coffee. I'm just buying beans.
Right.
One of my regular spots is Joe Bean, and then it's your stuff and Joe Bean that I'm having most at home.
Right.
And then everything else is going to shops on a semi-rotational basis. But obviously, I mean, Ugly Duck's my regular spot.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be frank, but like the honest truth is like I need to spend more time bouncing around because so much has changed. And like I have purposefully gone to places that I haven't been. Like I haven't been to Legendary Beans. I went to Montgomery Court for once.
Yeah.
But I need to go again.
Sure.
Right? I have no idea what their program is.
I haven't been to Hydra yet, and they've been...
What?
I know.
And they do really nice work.
And that's one of the things, though. It's interesting you talked about quality, because I pick a coffee shop usually based on the experience I want. And there is a level of quality there, but...
Yeah.
You know, just to continue name dropping, I'm so excited Mellow opened. Like, yeah, I love that spot, and if I need to go sit for somewhere, that's where I want to go.
Definitely one of the best flat irons in the city. Yeah. Like, what a great space.
If they still have their breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, and also, like, that space is super important for Rochester. I mean, if we think about
specifically coffee too.
Right. If we think about what coffee was in Rochester,
right,
that space is one of the most important places that defined what coffee was in Rochester for over a decade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like Starry Nights Cafe was critical to what coffee was. And now when I talk to people, some people are talking about like, oh, well, I'm doing this, this, and this. And I'm bringing music. And I'm like, you're going back to second wave vibes. You're doing this.
Yeah. Before that, it was
Moonbeans.
Moonbeans.
Oh, I have no idea even what that is.
So my coffee, you know, pilgrimage started super young, and that was one of the first places I got to. It was that place in Java's, and Moonbeans was lesser known, so it was super cool.
Does anyone remember Muddy Waters?
Oh, I do remember the name. I remember there was also
over by, like, Rock Cinema.
There was also a place in I do remember that now that you mention it. There's a place in Henrietta too that was one of the first places I went. It was like, I think it was like across like Southtown Plaza.
Okay.
There was a coffee roaster in there. And there was like Leaf and Bean on the west
Leaf
side.
Yep. Leaf and Bean's still there.
Is that still there? Yep. Yeah. So like, but that,
they
that's
actually a, have upgraded a lot since then.
That's a place I haven't really been probably in a decade.
Yeah.
At least.
So it's what quite is the it? Operation.
So why do you think Rochester is like this?
Why do we silo so much? Okay. Let's ask it this way. What characterizes a Rochester coffee shop?
Who
is there?
Is there a thread?
Difference? Like that's I. What do you? A
is there
Rochester,
a thread? Like, is this even a coffee scene, or is this just we're throwing stuff at the wall and siloing and hoping we get enough market share?
It's an interesting question because we have. I don't think there's. Well, I think to be honest, there's not a lot of places that have any distinctness in coffee shops at this point. Anywhere.
Everything's sure. Kind of a version. Okay. Okay. Like even when you walk into the best places in like a city like New York City or Chicago, sure. Like it's just another iteration.
There's the thing, Atlanta, am I going to get a notably different coffee than I get here? Not really. At some point, there's what we would consider a generic specialty shop, right? That it has a very, lean plants, pastries, quality coffee, latte art, and maybe they have a little bit of different roast characteristics between the two, maybe some flavor. And maybe depending on the place, they'll have a little bit of different flavors in their coffees. But other than that, like, we're all sourcing from the same places. We're all
they're all importing from Colombia.
Right. If I'm getting I'm not sure there really is a huge distinctness anywhere when it comes to coffee shops.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing that, you know, we talked about the word scene. When I was out in San Francisco, you know, there were notables Four Barrel, Ritual, Sight Glass, Blue Bottle. And Blue Bottle was the Mint, it was a Mint Street or Mint Square. It was their first main location there. So like four big heavy hitters, right? But there was not a connection between them that I could pick up on.
Are you ready for a podcast that's real and empowering?
Getting Real with Bossy brings bold, honest conversations with business owners who are building big dreams and doing it their way.
No fluff, just truth, energy, and inspiration.
Hit play and get lifted.
Chris, going back to what you were saying, we're changing now as much as we were in that era of first round Joe Bean. And I want to think of 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Not 15 years ago. 10 years ago when Joe Bean was like 3-4 years established, when I was on my way out, when, you know, Fifth Frame was about to happen. Fuego's really established. Yeah, Fuego's really established. Glen Edith's really established. Like that scene and all the potential it had. I think it's gone.
Well,
now we're in the scene that's going to splinter and go 1,000 different directions instead.
Well, and I think that is what modern coffee is in many ways, is that everybody can find their niche about exactly what they want. Now, if that's not to say individual shops can't have character and distinctness, like that is not what I'm saying, because that is fundamentally. Like, that is really true. Like, I can go, I'll bring up, like, there's a shop in Burlington. I think it's called Elixir, right? It's a multi-roaster. They bring in wild processed coffees. You can have every single one on pour over or espresso. They'll have 6, 7, 8 different options, right? You know, this is like a boutique where I can get anything I want.
Sure.
That's specific, but that doesn't define Burlington's coffee scene. Burlington's coffee scene is defined by the wide range of different places that are available. It's not defined by one shop that caters to me or that I want to go to. Like when I was in Atlanta, I thought I could gather like a roasting profile for the city. But even that doesn't define the culture of a scene. That defines like, all right, it's a specialty medium kind of place. And if I go to one place, it feels more high-end specialty. I go to one place, it feels more like hangout specialty. I go to another place, there's a butcher shop.
And that's what, I was talking about. Yeah. Like, I choose a coffee shop a lot of what environment do I want to be in. Like, if I want to go sit at a place, I'm definitely going to choose one place over another there. If I want to go and I want to try, like, the latest coffee or something really funky that's come in, I'm going to go to a different place. Now, I think you might be right that things have become really disjointed as I'm, like, processing all of the different people and places that are popping up around here.
I think where I want to go with this. This might be my parting thought. So you guys, if you have other things to say, jump in. We started a thing for like 4 or 5 years, First Round Joe Bean, and I launched out of it. And I felt good about it at that time. And it was a quality focus. It was a knowledge focus. It was the ability to change people's perception about coffee. And we have in Rochester Coffee more or less forfeited it to the point now that like our coffee community event this week is at a place where the owners tell me they still get people coming in telling them, we didn't know you did coffee. Yeah. You know, these are the people who are still actually like focused on the idea of community. You know, like when we had throwdowns, it was like people from like Wegmans coming out. You know what I mean? Like, and
realistically, at that time, when we were talking about when that was, I mean, I was at all these events, right? We're in the same place at the same time. There was one specialty coffee shop in Buffalo.
Right. Yes.
One.
Right.
Entirely for a city that is bigger than us. They had one.
Right.
What I think and what I don't want to do. I loved that time, right? Because it was fresh. It was new. It was changing so fast, right? That romanticizing the start of everything is always a problematic thing to do. Because it's not appreciating it for what it is now. But it's also, yeah, I do miss that tightness. I do miss, like, I remember judging in one of the ones at Glen Edith. It was packed to the gills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, people were shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I have a picture of you from one of the first ones at Fuego.
And right, yeah.
I remember sitting in that little galley coffee shop that felt like it was grimy and, you know, just doing it the way they wanted to do it. And it felt so personal. And it's hard to have that forever. You can't have that forever and grow and evolve. We can't be grimy and new. And it's a hard thing to, it's also a hard thing to let go because I loved that time.
I must know, you just spoke on something to me because I feel like I was still searching for that. Like this Sunday, I was going to go searching for that community, that environment there. Like I remember setting up Pro 700s at Joe Bean for that first one, that whole latte love, like was like, hey, we need to set up like four machines here so we can do this thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was all hands on deck. Everybody was there. There was the other one, the one that sticks in my mind was the throwdown at Ugly Duck. Maybe it was when they like first opened
one of their earlier
in Hart's Groceries was right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I remember looking around and I was like, where did you guys get beer? They're like, just go up to Hart's and come back. And it was just this.
I remember that one.
This
that
was great.
Wild. No, that was great.
And it was one of those environments that I wanted to bring my wife to.
Yeah.
Because it was like, everybody's having a great time and being, you know, edgy, if you will, but like everybody's super respectful. There was not a mess there, like when we were done.
Yeah.
Like everybody helped pick up. Like,
and I think what I've miscommunicated is that I don't miss the feeling.
Mm.
I miss the promise of what could have come after.
That's
fair. I think we started on a certain footing that we got off of almost immediately. And I think that like in some ways I could point to really specific reasons that happened. But again, I'm not going to call anyone out. I could call myself out in that, like, I went and opened a brewery. You know, it's like, right. What are you? And I, even within that, was like, we were hosting educational coffee events and I was trying to have discussion groups. And like, there were things that were happening. I was too busy with a new business at the time, you know? So like, I could call myself out. Like, I think there are other things I would call out about that time, that eventuated in a, it's not just that we're not a community. It's that the community that existed was for coffee lovers. And now the community that exists is for anyone who wants to drink coffee. And I'm like, great. Where was that? Where was harnessing any kind of sector of that? Where was harnessing like enthusiasm for that?
Yeah.
Like, we're not really interested in that anymore, I think, in coffee in Rochester. And I'm just curious. So like, what I want to say, where I want this to go, is to say like, listen, any coffee event, anything you want to do to build community around coffee in Rochester, please reach out to Dialed In. And like, we will trumpet that. Like, we'll put that on all our socials.
That's,
like,
that's what we were founded for.
Yeah. After this, because like, I want to take, I want to get back. If there's a feeling I miss, it's enthusiasm for this product, this thing we all love. Right. And like, I, you know, we can love being in one another's presence as well, but like, you know, I really want to get back to like, hey, I did this with coffee for the first time this week. I had my first pour over this week. Or hey, we got in a natural process from Aporia and we hate it. How do we fix it? You know, like,
yeah.
Like, I want to do that. I want to have those conversations. And like, I don't feel like I'm in an environment right now that's going to produce those conversations. So how do we, that's what I really want to get back to.
Yeah.
More so than the grime, than the feeling, than the start. I mean, it was exciting.
It was.
Do you guys remember the throwdown at the yards? Were you guys at the throwdown at the yards?
I wasn't, no.
Okay. So I won that throwdown and I put that thing on. Like, I had organized the whole thing. I'd spent the whole day going to get like prizes and stuff. You know, it was literally on my schedule at Joe Bean that day was just throwdown. And it was just understood I would come and go as I needed to. And I was sick as a dog, and I had literally had a bottle of Sprite all day. And I freaking won the thing. And the reason I won was because we were going to donate the proceeds. And then they were like, we're going to only donate half because we're going to give the other half to the winner. And I was like, you're on. Like, that's my half that I'm donating, like, because it was my original intention, you know, to raise money for Gold Mountain at the time, which, you know, like, we still have relationships with Gold Mountain. Joe Bean still has relationships with Gold Mountain and the good work they do in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
So like, yes, I miss that grittiness, but like, we had I had so much purpose that I literally was like sick and not eating and willing to like stick that out. Like, and yeah, okay, fine. I was like in my 20s. I'm 40 years old now. Like, that's a huge difference.
That's what I was wondering about, was we're all old. Like, we're yeah. old now. And like, I can pretend like I'm young and want to go out, like, but
really,
I'm not going to be. You were at Daily Refresher. The thought in my head about going down to Easton Alexander hasn't happened in probably about 5 years.
Take the bus. Right. So, and you know, and not to close it out, but like, how much of this is like, yeah, it was new to us, right? Specialty coffee was new to us. The next generation, they were 10.
Yeah, we need to find. And they, I think no, but we they need were to 10. Find...
They were 10 when specialty coffee came around. That's all they've known.
Sure.
A lot of them, that's what they've known the whole time is specialty coffee. Like, their parents took them to specialty shops because that's been around yeah. since they were kids. So it's not novel. It's not, they don't feel like it needs to be a community because it is, it just is. So,
but I,
it is our fault that there isn't more of a thing. But at the same time, this was the goal in many ways, is to make it normal. That people go to these places.
But I'm not convinced that means there aren't people who, like us, still have enthusiasm.
I was going to say, that's...
Agreed.
Like, I think, I just want to, I want to create venues to find those people. Yeah. And anyone who's out there doing that, hit us up.
Right.
We want to do that with you.
Which brings us back to, like, the last conversation we had was with Mercury. I walked away from that feeling better about coffee in Rochester than I have in a while. I walked away from that conversation. I just loved the experience of talking to somebody that was so passionate about trying to do better. And
it was coffee. It was coffee for them.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a business. It wasn't, I don't even think they were looking to, Kyle, shoot us a message if I'm wrong here, seriously. But it doesn't seem like they were interested in making a mark on the industry. They were doing it for them, and they wanted to make this part of their life that way. You know, they were going to be Mercury Coffee, and if they were a pop-up and they were doing it, it, like, I left away, they would be happy with that. Now, sure. I would guess that they do want to have, like, a brick and mortar at some point, but, absolutely. You know.
But still, like, that made me feel better that day. And part of it, yeah, I need to spend more time going out to other places. Maybe I'll feel that if I go visit six places I've never been before. And maybe I'll walk away completely disillusioned because I don't see the quality that I expect. I don't know. All I know is that, like, if I don't go out and try new spots and see what other people are trying to do, then I'm part of the problem too.
Yeah, definitely. And I can echo what you're saying about Mercury when I was training Angela at Pandemonium, which, and now, you know,
absolutely,
like, you know, and Angela has a ton of passion, a ton of drive, a ton of enthusiasm and interest, and is incredibly smart and, like, could absolutely be the type of person that I'm talking about. But also, like, now there are opportunities for people like that to enter as shop owners, not just baristas. So the reason she's, you know, and she is actually one of the three people planning the throwdown that's coming up. So, like, she is doing it, but the reason she's not doing it more, you know, has a lot to do with just, if you enter as a shop owner, you're just swamped at all times, right? As opposed to you enter as a barista, you're looking for things to, you know, to do. So, Aaron, any final thoughts?
You throw me on the spot like that and my mind just goes blank. But
I think we covered it though, is, you know, we bounced around a lot of thoughts and a lot of feelings. Yeah. But I think that's the truth, is this does have a lot of feelings.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to disaggregate, like, the thoughts from the nostalgia, from the memories, from the feelings, well, and all of it. Yeah. It's all cross modal.
And I just wanna, you know, bring up one thing there that we have talked about. We're older, right? We were in that scene. We did that thing, and maybe we failed in one way because we didn't bring up the next group of people to carry that on. But maybe it'll come, and hopefully we're around to have somebody like Kyle be like, "Dude, you guys got to come out to this. Look what we're gonna do." You know, something like that, where we can walk in and all the new people will be over there, and we'll be standing in the corner. You know.
Look at this guy trying to bring positivity to the end of this episode of Dialed In.
I mean, that was...
Look at this guy.
Take it.
That was...
Take it where we can.
That's where I want to be in coffee. There was some episode we said is like, I want to be the, like, 60-year-old guy that knows that I can walk down to the coffee shop and have somebody know my name, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So...
Well, yeah, and... Thanks for listening to Dialed In. We haven't switched over the socials yet, so we can't tell you how to find us. Just go on Instagram and search Dialed In. I'm sure we'll be around there somewhere. We'll get all that info out once we've changed it all over. So, and you can find me at Aporia Coffee Co. on Instagram. I'm always looking for fun new green to sample roast, and I'm always looking to field questions. If you have my coffee out in the wild somewhere, any of my wholesale partners, please let me know what you think.
Aaron, any place they can find you?
Oh, I'm born. I'm Aaron Pascucci on Instagram right now, and that's about it.
Awesome. So go to lunchador.org to check out all the other shows on the Lunchador Podcast Network. Go out and try a new coffee shop. Build the community you want in Rochester for anything that you love.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Abandoned name for the podcast? Charbucks.